Now, the High Court has been told that the case taken by a school teacher who claims she was wrongly identified as the GAA catfish to prevent her employer taking disciplinary action against her has been resolved and can be struck out. Nia Farrell, who's from the Spires, Portadown in County Armagh, said allegations that she was deceiving people online by pretending to be someone else and luring men in the GAA community into relationships are completely false, unfounded and untrue. Our courts reporter Vivian Traynor was in court. Vivian, many listeners will know that this story, that it took kind of the podcast and social media world by storm. How, though, did it end up in the High Court?
Yeah, that's right, Rachel. The allegations arose from a number of episodes of a podcast by the two Johnnies, and they dealt with claims about a woman who had catfished people by using fictitious online identities. Now, Niamh Farrell, who's a music and Irish teacher at Coláiste Aonach in Rathfarnham, had said that she was later wrongly identified online as the woman at the centre of these podcasts. Now, she said the allegations were made by people she didn't know and that she's always denied being the person involved in those catfishing activities. But the court was told at an earlier hearing that concerns had been raised by parents at the school where she teaches in Coláiste Aonach about her being named as the person concerned and about the impact of those allegations on students and staff at the school. But she said that she was then shocked to receive an investigation report from her principal setting out allegations against her and putting in motion a disciplinary process, which she said could have led to her dismissal. So she said that the report didn't comply with fair procedures or natural justice, was totally unfair. She's head of music at the school, also teaches Irish, and had said that she'd an unblemished disciplinary record and had never been the subject of any complaint about her work. So last month she went to the High Court and obtained a temporary injunction, sort of freezing or halting that process, that disciplinary process, from continuing until the case came back to court, and it had been adjourned twice and was due back in court today.
So as you say, Vivian, the case was adjourned to allow the school to reply, but that didn't happen this morning.
Yeah, we had been expecting a replying affidavit or sworn statement from the school, perhaps presenting its side of the story. But that didn't happen because it was just a brief hearing this morning. And senior counsel Conor Power, who is representing Ms. Farrell, said that the case could be struck out because the matter had been resolved. And he said that costs could be awarded to his client, Ms. Farrell. Now, at that point, Mr. Justice Brian Cregan asked if he could take it then that this meant that your client was wrongly identified. And Mr. Power said the judge could take it that the school had ceased the disciplinary process and it would go no further. And he said he could say no more than that.
Vivian, thank you very much. Vivian Traynor there, our courts correspondent. We'll be talking about the provision of special school classes and about new plans for the Cliffs of Moher after this break.